Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Senator of the Sheriff Bob Johnson, joins us every Monday, or most Mondays about this time. Hey, Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, Election Day is tomorrow. Are you excited for it to be over?
Yes. Yeah, I'm tired of all the programs, and you can't even watch YouTube anymore without all this stuff popping up. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it getting over.
For me personally, granted, we get paid for it. I mean, the station gets paid for having all the ads, but it'd be nice to have my show back, frankly.
I bet.
This is about twice as much ads running right now as there were or as there will be in a week. Things that are going on for you guys. Really sad note, but I wanted to take a moment to talk about it just because, you know, anytime you lose an officer, and Sergeant Katosha Young was very young, in her, late 30s, early 40s, something like that, right? Quite young to pass away?
She was 42.
Okay. And we still don't really know, kind of, but she had the funeral for her, right? And that's, I mean, that's
we
obviously
did.
A very hard thing to deal with.
It is. And, you know, it's not just the family suffering, but the entire agency. Mm-hmm. Everybody that worked with her loved her. She was one of those hardworking sergeants that would do the same job as the deputies. She didn't put herself above them. She would just work, you know, overtime shifts, whatever we asked of her, she would do. And just a great lady.
Well, that's a very sad thing to lose anybody like that.
I
also wanted to talk about, and this is kind of a good thing to contrast with kind of the sad thing, but you guys have been doing some new challenge coins this year. If I'm not mistaken, they're new this year, right?
Yeah, they're brand new. It's the Rosie the Riveter thing, you know, from World War II, where the women had to step in and work for the guys while they went off to war. We came up with a design, and we're selling them, and all the proceeds are going to go toward somebody in the agency, because, you know, we're over 500 people. So we always, unfortunately, have somebody in the agency battling cancer. And we'll pick the person, and we'll donate all the proceeds to them to help them get through their treatments and things like that. So it's sad that we have to do that. But, you know, cancer, unfortunately, hits everybody sooner or later. So,
man, yeah, I mean, I lost my mom to cancer in 2001. So, man, but breast cancer challenge coins, where the funds go to an employee. I love it. It's fantastic. In dealing with a horrible thing, you know, it's the response that sometimes, you know, really is encouraging to us. We had a pretty awful story in Navarre last week, which was on Meadowwood Lane. What happened here?
Yeah, it was a murder-suicide. And the individual, Jim Donahue, he shot and killed his wife and then killed himself. And unfortunately, you know, most of the homicides we have in Santa Rosa County usually have something to do with domestic violence. And I would just say this to anybody that's in a domestic violence situation: it's not going to get better until you get some help and, you know, reach out to somebody. Because if you don't break the cycle, it's going to end up, you know, hopefully not as bad as that, but it always ends up bad. So, unfortunately, that's a terrible incident.
It's very rare for people who allow themselves to do something awful to subsequently reform themselves out of it without getting outside help. And in fact, it's much more common for it to get worse rather than to get better, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's her fault for staying or whatever. Well, that's not the mentality some people have. You know, some people think they're not worthy of the other person and you know, they have self-esteem issues or whatever, and just feel like they can't reach out for help, which is not the case. I mean, you can reach out to a lot of different organizations, but even law enforcement, we have a lot of resources we can bring to bear to help people in those situations.
Absolutely. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Hang on for just a second, Sheriff. Let's get John Pickens in here. Traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 8, which puts it just south of the Pine Forest exit and just west of Highway 29 through that construction zone. Seeing some minor delays there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you about, Sheriff, I don't think it was your case particularly because it's normally FHP that handles traffic stuff, but it did happen on Shemukla Highway where a motorcyclist was killed. By my recollection, somewhere just a little after dark, around 7 o'clock, and you know, maybe I just wanted to have you have a chance to talk about motorcycle safety and keeping your eyes out and just, it's a problem. I mean, especially after dark, particularly after dark.
Yeah, it is. You know, and in Santa Rosa County, we have a part of our population, a vast part, are elderly. So driving at night presents a problem for them, seeing cars, much less motorcycles. So it's always somebody in a rush or somebody doing something that they shouldn't have done to, that causes this stuff. But the main thing I want to citizens is, you know, especially at intersections, because you don't know what's coming and it's probably coming pretty fast because everybody speeds around here. So just pay extra attention for motorcycles.
You know, one of the things about them that I always find challenging is, especially at night, okay, it's a single headlight. And you can't tell distance and speed with a car that's got a light out because it's a single light. And so the basic challenge of every motorcycle is it's very hard for motorists to tell what's happening when it's just a single headlight. I mean, that's just an inherent challenge, right?
It is. And then, you know, you put with that, you know, if it's at dusk or after dark, you know, they're supposed to have the headlight on whenever they ride, even in daytimes. But at nighttime, it does affect your judgment. It really does. And can't tell their speed, you can't tell their distance really good. So if you see that single headlight there at an intersection or whatever, it's not going to kill you to wait an extra 5 seconds, let them make it through the intersection and then pull out.
Yeah, no, it's important stuff. Last thing I was going to ask you about, we were playing, I think, some audio from you from last week, and you were talking about some incidents that had taken place around elections and around polling places and voting. And I apologize, I must have blinked when we were doing it, but I didn't catch a lot of the details. Was that here or was that somewhere else in Florida? What was the message there?
Yeah, basically, you know, everybody gets to vote for who they want to vote for. And if they come in with a Trump shirt or a Harris shirt, you know, and you don't agree with them, that's one thing. But violence is not acceptable or intimidation is not acceptable in anywhere, much less a polling place.
Absolutely. Amen. Sheriff Bob Johnson, he is the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, joins us every Monday at about this time, and he, like I think all the rest of us, will be at least relieved to have it over, and then we got to rue the results, whatever they are.
Yeah, exactly right.
There's a whole new set of problems, right? Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing what you do, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.
818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about a home improvement project or, you know, it could be anything. You're doing a remodel. Maybe you build things for a living. I don't know. Everybody's got different things that they need from the hardware store, but we all need to go to the hardware store. We'll go to Pensacola Hardware. They've got all the gear. They've got all the supplies, safety supplies. And, you know, one of the things you might think, well, what's so special about a hardware store? Just go. Just go. Trust me. Just go. In fact, you know, this is going to sound nutty, but I'm genuinely serious about this. Make it a date. You know, like a date to the hardware store. I mean, first of all, you know, it'd be a kind of a fun second or third date. But I mean, if you're married for a long time or, you know, dating, whatever, go to the hardware store. And then, okay, so here's what you go and you're going to find out, oh, this is really an amazing place. And if you go and you're not impressed, you can be like, that Andrew McKay. And then you guys can both joke about that. But no, you'll be amazed. Not just the hardware, the gear, the supply, all the stuff they've got, but also in the front of house, they have a whole houseware section. Okay, so all kinds of things that you can buy for gifts, for yourself, for somebody you love, whatever, including a massive selection of Yeti merchandise. Anyway, Pensacola Hardware has all that stuff. They have been around since 1851, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for 173 years, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
WSRE PBS invites you to attend the Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration, a Foo Foo Fest event featuring New York's Sing Harlem Choir, other featured performances, and the Joyful Noise Gospel Competition among local music groups. This afternoon of inspiring song is happening at the Pensacola High School Auditorium from noon till 5 on Saturday, November 9th. Admission is free, and there'll be food trucks on site. Don't miss WSRE's Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration on Saturday.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
You know, you never handle your luggage in a show. Somebody else carries your bags. It's great. You hit white balls for batting practice. Ballparks are like cathedrals.
Oh man, I feel so bad. I had basically known and then forgotten to talk about this today. CSX is doing refurbishment of its lines. Remember the thing they did a couple, man, like 9 or 10 years ago, they did this. And I remember they had all the lines like, you know, 9 Mile was closed down for a while, and then Oakfield. And then, you know, all of the ones around like Burgess was closed, and they rehabilitate them. Okay. And their note to us was that this was going to start today, okay? And, you know, from the city and from the county was this was going to start today. But it seemed to indicate that they were going to start at the north end because the north end routes, Cotton Lake Road, East Boja Road, Mystic Springs, were listed first. Gotcha! 9th Avenue and 8th Avenue apparently are closed. I got somebody sending me in pictures this morning, and I'm looking at the road closure map on. So if you can confirm, double check this for me, but it looks like the crossings at 8th Avenue and 9th Avenue are closed. Happy Monday! So that's going to be a couple of days for those, and then they will gradually, I'm guessing they're going to move west and do backwards of what they did before. Because before they started in the north and they moved south, and those were the last ones to do. And so I'm guessing, because it's a whole series of heavy equipment that they have to bring in to do this. So I'm telling you the best I know that life around the railroad tracks is going to really, really be bad progressively over the next couple of weeks, really, as they move from one to the next to the next. So I'm sorry we didn't give you a better alert about that. Even if I had remembered, I would have told you the wrong end of the line because that's where I thought they were going to do like they did last time. 825 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fire. Speaking of traffic.
Speaking of it, that's right. I was just looking at that. Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 8. The roadway is clear. We're seeing some minor delays as you go through that construction zone. And just as he said, at the intersection of Wright Street and 9th Avenue, the road is closed there. So just be aware of that. I'm seeing some delays on 9th Avenue it's all the way down to Gregory Street. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Does anybody even drive on 9th Avenue at that part? I don't know. Did they have like digital signs out to let people know in advance? Did they?
Yes, I saw them.
You did see?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. I meant something. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, at least 11 people have been injured after a weekend of tornadoes and flooding in Oklahoma. Officials say the injuries were not life-threatening. Their governor there has issued an emergency declaration for 6 counties. Hospitals in Texas are now required to ask for and record the citizenship status of patients. An executive order from Governor Greg Abbott went into effect on Friday, which includes a requirement that hospitals file a report on those numbers by March. Hospitals are assuring patients that nobody can be denied help regardless of how they answer. And record producer Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. There's still no word on the exact cause of death, but it's reported he died peacefully in his home in California on Sunday. His career in the entertainment industry spanned 6 decades, and in that time he worked with artists like Frank Sinatra and Michael Jackson. Over 80 Grammy nominations.
And 28 wins?
And 28
amazing.
Wins.
Amazing. Yeah. I thought it was put pretty well. I think Fox at 5 o'clock made the comment that at one point in the United States, if you owned records, you owned a Quincy Jones record. I mean, period.
Yep,
like
absolutely.
That, you know, whether you knew it or not, his name was on that record somewhere. David, thanks so much for the update. You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide what to do, you want an expert. You want somebody who really knows how to solve the problems. Because every deal is different. Every home is different. Every closing process is different. And, you know, you run into hiccups, right? You run into problems. And what you want is somebody who has solved a lot of problems and gotten deals done a lot in the past so they really know how to handle, even how to avoid, right? Avoidance is at least as valuable as solving. And then also, the person who's gotten a lot of experience avoiding or solving problems is the person who knows how to handle a new one that comes up, right? Because they just generally have the skill, right? That's what you want. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 175 homes last year. They're on track to sell about the same number this year. Incredible expertise, you know, knowing how to do it and knowing what's normal in a marketplace where things are changing, including, as I've said many times, how home insurance factors into the decision to buy or sell a home and what might have to be replaced or what you can demand to be replaced and all of that. So getting an expert who really knows the terrain is essential. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. The UWF Argos played a football game, and it started not that well the very first drive.
Three wide receivers. They roll Bartolo out to his right. He fires it, intercepted at the 30-yard line. Great job of getting in there and coming up with the first mistake of the game.
Yeah, so it wasn't a great start for backup quarterback Tony Bartolo because Mark Stokes is out for some kind of a minor injury. I forget what it was anyway, but pretty quickly rectified that.
Bartolo back to pass, fires towards the end zone, has a man. Touchdown Argos, Javon Swinton on the catch, right side of the end zone.
That's 7-0, and then Erskine recovered a fumble off of a bad snap, so even though they got the one score, they'd given up 2 turnovers, and that didn't look great for us, but no worries. Middle of the second quarter.
He's got man coverage, as does Quillen. Quillen to the end zone. Jacoby with a touchdown. Argos score again. Jacoby Quillen.
36 yards for that one.
Bartolo brings him back to the line of scrimmage. Looks over the defense. 3 receivers in formation here. Ball's near the far hash. Bartolo back to throw. Looking to his left. Has a man in the end zone. If he gets it there, he does. Zach Offord. Touchdown Argos.
That was 21-0. And then at a punt, Virgil Lemons returned it for 57 yards. And I'm gonna give you the one little highlight thing here because there's a on the Argos page they have a drive chart, and so you can see how the different drives turned out. You know, what did they result in, a fumble or a touchdown or whatever? This is the drive chart for the second half: fumble and then touchdown, punt, touchdown, punt, touchdown, punt, touchdown, punt, touchdown, punt, touchdown, end of game. The Argos, they went into the locker room up 28-0. And the game ended at 70. to nothing. They put up six touchdowns in the second half, including they got the backup to the backup, Michael Rich, in the game for two of those touchdowns. The total defensive effort was unbelievable. They had a, what was the number that they had? The team statistic here for total yards, the UWF Argos had 532, and Erskine had 17 yards. This was zero for the defense. Zero. It's pretty impressive. Go Argos.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Grand campaign finale. Donald Trump with four rallies in three states and a midnight finish in Michigan.
But this is all you need to know. Kamala broke it, and we will fix it, and we're going to fix it.
Kamala Harris putting all her eggs in Pennsylvania's basket with three rallies.
Let us do it with the spirit of knowing. The vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us.
The early vote wrapped up. 77 million Americans have already cast their ballots for Election Day tomorrow. And a poignant song to remember today about the choice we're making. One of the mega hits produced by legendary Quincy Jones, composer, record, and film exec over 70 years, who passed at age 91. His family says his heart will beat for eternity. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got cloudy skies, 73 degrees in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Officials are looking for a vehicle that was involved in a hit and run that killed a pedestrian last night. That happened on Fairfield Drive at Matthew Lane. FHP says the pedestrian was walking a bicycle in the inside lane of the road when a sedan hit him. The driver then fled the scene. Troopers say that vehicle may have been a black Audi. If you have any information, contact FHP or you can call Crime Stoppers. More than half of the eligible voters in Northwest Florida have already cast their ballots. More than 278,000 people have already voted, either by mail or early voting, across Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. More than 112,000 people have voted in Escambia County, 82,000 in Santa Rosa. Early voting did end over the weekend. If you haven't voted yet, you'll have to go to the polling location for your district on Election Day tomorrow. You can find your polling location online, EscambiaVotes.gov for Escambia County and VoteSantaRosa.gov for Santa Rosa County. Well, the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show drew a huge crowd to NAS Pensacola over the weekend. Both the Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds were in the sky as part of that show.
You know, the sound, the vibrations, and everything. I just love it. It's just
the F-16s, and F-18s together. It's just nothing specifically, just their talent and the way they fly.
And those spectators were visiting from Arizona and Kansas. They talked to Channel 3 following Saturday's show. Despite heavy traffic to get in and out of NAS Pensacola, they say it was worth it to see them in the sky. On Friday, the air show drew a crowd of more than 120,000. For Saturday's show, they drew an even bigger crowd of more than 180,000 people. Senator Marco Rubio was on CBS's Face the Nation defending former President Trump over the weekend.
In an interview on CBS Face the Nation, the Miami Republican downplayed the joke told by comedian Tony Hinchcliffe that Puerto Rico was garbage.
And a comedian made a joke and it was tasteless, but it wasn't Trump that said it. It wasn't, this guy's not going to be in his cabinet. I mean, this comedian's not going to be a member of his government. He's certainly not running for anything.
Rubio went on to defend Trump's comments about former U.S. Representative Liz Cheney after she endorsed Kamala Harris, where he said she wouldn't be pro-war if she was standing there with nine barrels shooting at her. Rubio said Trump wasn't saying Cheney should face a firing squad, but was instead trying to make the point that so-called war hawks wouldn't be so pro-war if they were placed on the front lines. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A 66-year-old Pensacola man has been charged with robbing a bank in Crestview. Police say they were called to a Regions Bank location Friday afternoon. A suspect was wearing a fluorescent yellow safety vest and a large straw hat with a face mask. Held his hand in his pocket, claiming to have a gun. Police say the suspect had already fled by the time they arrived at the bank. Witnesses described seeing the person get into a white SUV and flee from a neighboring parking spot. Officers identified James Johnson as that suspect. They say he had a history of bank robberies and had been convicted and served time for two of them back in the 90s. Following the robbery in Crestview, Johnson was taken into custody by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Well, if you're driving around Pensacola, you'll probably notice a few new murals. Five of them were painted for the third annual Mural Festival. That ran from October 19th through the weekend. You can see the paintings along the Barrancas corridor between Garden and Main Streets. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing out there?
Brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first. For a quote today, you're in good hands with Allstate. Not seeing the slowdown anymore on I-10 eastbound, which is really good. But if you're headed from downtown Milton into East Milton, seeing some delays there. Also, some delays westbound on 98 as you approach the Garcon Point Bridge through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a few pop-up showers, 10% chance of rain overall, high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain, high near 79. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 73 degrees right now, cloudy skies in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and 73 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Taking a look at our markets at the opening bell. The Dow is down 121 points at 41,931. S&P 500 down just under 15 points at 57,13. The NASDAQ down 108 points at 18,130. Our 10-year bond rate is down just a bit today, 4.28%. Gold price is up $2.80 at $27.52. Silver prices are up 11 cents at $32.80. And Bitcoin is down 376 at $68,390.45. Well, it is now officially November. That means stores are beginning their early holiday sales.
They're advertising the deals earlier, and some retailers are starting them earlier.
And that is Dr. Deborah Fowler with the School of Retail Management. She says they're just starting earlier every single year. This year, she believes it's because of the economy. Retailers are trying to stretch out the season so they can hit their marks. Boeing machinists are voting today on a new contract offer that could end their weeks-long strike. The International Association of Machinists represents 33,000 workers. They've endorsed a tentative deal that would offer a 38% wage raise. And TGI Fridays has filed for bankruptcy. The dining chain filed for bankruptcy in Texas on Saturday. In a statement, the executive chairman of TGI Fridays said the COVID-19 pandemic and the company's capital structure were the primary driver of their financial challenges. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's frivolous topic comes from our good friend Meg Peltier, who is the new host of Pep Talk, and she is here in studio. Looking very nice today, by the way, Meg. Welcome back. Always good to have you.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you. As far as we know, you and I are healthy. John and David are supposedly healthy, but they're back at work, which we are glad to have you back, John.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So here's a question. Halloween was Thursday.
Yes, sir.
And you actually suggested this, and I said, I don't think we're going to do it. We don't have time to do it today, but we could do it Monday. Have you ever had an experience with a ghost? And you asked me that question, and I said, what?
You looked at me strangely.
I said, no, because I don't believe in them. No. And I thought we were going to have a good conversation. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Do you believe in ghosts? Have you ever had an experience with one? You know, we're a couple of days separate from Halloween. It's okay to have this conversation. We've passed through All Saints Day and the Reformation anniversary and all that. John, yes or no on ghosts?
No.
Believe or not believe?
I don't.
Okay. And so never had an experience as far as you know?
No, but I've heard other people that have.
Okay. So when you slipped on that bar of soap, that was just chance?
It was.
Okay. See? You know? Yeah. And when the gutter fall on your head, that's just chance?
It was because the squirrel jumped on it. I mean, there's a logical explanation.
Okay. And not a squirrel. Oh, I'm not going to bring up that story.
I know.
Anyway, this is a horrible story out of New York. Anyway, so Meg, your answer to the question is?
Yes. And I do believe, and I think if you don't believe, you won't see it. But if you do believe, you might see it.
Oh, so I can thwart them by not believing.
That's right.
That's how to do it.
That's the idea. So good. I don't want to be engaged. Woo,
I know now.
We actually just watched Ghost over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Boy.
You know, and Ghost is a very good movie with a very terrible premise. The premise being that you can move, that the ghost can move things, you know?
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, if ghosts can move things this much, there'd be a lot more crime. There'd be people getting bumped off left and right by all the ghosts with the ability to move stuff. So obviously that's not true. But anyway, so yes, you've had an experience?
Well, I would say that my dog had an experience.
Okay, I just want to note for the record that we are now
your
working
dog?
On the bark witness testimony of the dog.
I was innocently watching TV in my house. It was late in the evening, and all of a sudden my dog jumped up. I had a little Maltese. He jumps up. And he starts wagging his tail, and nobody's there. And then he went up, and he was moving around, and then he looked at me like, isn't this great? So-and-so's here, and then went back over to where they were, and there was no one standing there. And he did that several times. Mm. And I thought, okay, this is weird, because nobody was there, but he was acting as if there was a person there.
Also super weird, because in my experience, dogs are not visually cued. They're smell cued.
Or like sense, yeah.
Yeah,
like
in fact, their eyesight's terrible at recognizing people.
Yes, I agree.
It's the smell that's much more the trigger for them. So, interesting. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 I should clarify. It's not that I don't believe. I'm actually open to all kinds of supernatural things being true. I mean, I believe in the Bible. You know, in the Bible, there's demons and spirits.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, the interesting thing about ghosts, though, is like that when the Witch of Endor raises, you know, somebody from the dead, she's terrified by it, as if she knows she's a charlatan most of the time, but then this thing comes true, so it's a lot less common than you think. At least that's my view. But yeah, no, I mean, if you're going to believe in supernatural things, you got to believe in the possibility of supernatural things, you know, and so you have to be open to it.
There are a lot of things that are not explainable, right?
Yeah, they're hard to explain, right. Some of those turn out to be explained by things we don't yet understand, and some of those, I think, you know, it's a bias to believe that there can be none.
I'm
and
open.
And the naturalist bias, of course, dominates in science. It's not, you can't prove that that bias is true.
There are folks that do that, that have the, what are those, ghostometers,
yep.
those machines, and they go around ghost looking. Hunters, and we even have some locally, because we do have a lot of supposedly haunted houses.
Oh, right,
here
and
in
even like,
right?
Oh, what's the sushi place down? Dharma Blue is supposedly got all kinds of ghosts in like the corner or whatever, and
the
then, of course,
the little theater.
Right, PLT's got them, all that. You know, there's the whole haunted story of Pensacola and get the tours and that. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 Have you ever had, do you believe in ghosts? That's the question of the day. John, traffic on the fives.
Yeah, no accidents to let you know about right now. Even I-10 is flowing smoothly through that construction zone. We are seeing some backups if you're on 98 westbound headed toward the Garson Point Bridge. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, so a couple of text messages here on the question of have you ever had an experience with a ghost? Do you believe in them? And Meg's got a pet theory, which is that you... sorry. Sometimes the good ones are inadvertent. That's a 5-yard, not a 15-yard. So anyway, her theory is that if you're closed off to it, you won't see it. Which, by the way, I think there's a lot of truth in that, generally speaking. You know, it's hard to see God when, you know, you refuse to look.
There you go.
You know, or when you're convinced that you'll see nothing, right? You know,
there
so that's
you go.
True. Like the old Yuri Gagarin when he was out in space, you know, I don't see any God here. Maybe the faculties were lacking, right? somebody says definitely not. Somebody says yes and yes with no details. I've had an experience with one. My aunt's house had the ghost of her brother-in-law, and I did see him.
Okay. Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah. My dogs bark at stuff like leaves blowing. dogs are what's the word I want? Overly gullible. Let's say okay. The dogs are. I mean, the dog thinks that my favorite thing about my dogs that I hate is because I hate that they bark at the strangers out on the street that are 100 feet away that they're going to do
protect
something.
You, yes.
But you know, the dog barks and then the stranger leaves and the dog's like, yes, I did. You know, and you try to have the conversation with the dog like, that person was already walking past. Oh, no. No, no.
I did that.
That's exactly right. I'm not sure the dog is a great scientist, generally speaking. Absolutely, and yes, somebody says, I have my blind cat has sent something at the front door. She was falling and meowing and turning in circles, and there have been several times I smelled my mother's perfume. Okay. And
ooh.
Yeah. And also there's the question of, like, what is it, right? Because if you do believe, then do you believe it's, let's say, just a ghost? Do you believe that it's angel, demon, something like that? You know, is it hallucination? All of which are potential contenders, right? Anything could be possible. Let's see. I definitely believe in ghosts. My sister and I experienced a frightening encounter with one when we were young. My son and I experienced one involving a neighbor who had passed about 20 years ago. Oh, very specific. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 Somebody here says, live with a ghost upstairs apartment in a former single-family house. My living room was the former master bedroom. The lady of the house slammed the doors in my face all the time because I was in her private space. Very real.
Wow. See?
And these are, by the way, you know, I'm not outing anybody, but I'm getting texts from people that I know the names of these people, and they're not crazy people, you know? So
see
people
there?
Have experiences. Yeah, no, I certainly believe people have experiences. My only question is, what is the explanation of that experience?
Mm-hmm.
And again, as somebody who takes the supernatural seriously, I can't discount it. All I can really say, it's kind of like when I tell people, you know, I've had some experience with God. And I've had some extraordinarily vivid experiences with God, like life-changing encounters with God. And, you know, but somebody who hasn't had that, what do you mean? How do you know?
They'll be skeptical.
You just know. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you just know. And, you know I can't communicate that to them. And that's not like I can't argue for faith on that basis, but... it's for me, it's incontrovertible. absolutely incontrovertible. Let's see. Somebody here says, if there's a Holy Ghost and there are spirits in our world, exactly, right? There's at least that possibility. Yes, to ghosts. We live in a 1765 house in historic Massachusetts. My mother took a Polaroid of the ghost lady head in one of the old fireplace hers. Interesting. We're all grown in our 30s. She showed us this in the detached sitting room door my father never fixed. Would be moved in the room many early mornings. She didn't tell us when we were young, so we would not be scared to live there. Haunted house, don't tell the kids. I'd be the exact opposite. You know there's a ghost around here if you don't behave.
Oh,
you know, if you don't clean your room, the ghost doesn't like that.
That's terrible. Oh.
You're just jealous you didn't think of it. yeah. John, back me up.
Oh, yes, for sure.
John.
And it's even something I probably didn't
teach. John.
But why?
And you
You're
know,
gullible.
And I'm not fully suggesting this, but I am thinking out loud that if you have kids, you don't necessarily have to have an actual ghost to use that.
Exactly.
Just a couple of good parlor tricks could create the environment you need.
Nice. See, I would prefer to tell them there are guardian angels in the house.
Okay.
Wait a
we're not worthy.
Meg will come to your party too, and whenever you need it finished, she'll be there to end it.
wow.
Oh no, somebody here. No, this is true too. Somebody said, "NES Pensacola is full of them." Like at all the old, you know, the A quarters
lighthouse,
and stuff
probably.
Like that. And the light. Yeah, no, that's a good point. All right, that's your frivolous topic for the day. And, you know, have fun with that. If you want to just have a conversation with somebody, I suggest you start that conversation the first moment they get in the elevator with you. 8:51 on News Radio 92. Do you believe in ghosts? Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars, 1 to 4 maybe years old, low miles, like 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles. And then they're going to warranty them. To 100,000 miles in 10 years, which is, I know a lot of times when you go to buy a used car, the feeling is, man, I just got out of there with my skin and my pocketbook, and I hope this car holds up for 6 months, you know, because you feel unsure. One of the reasons I recommend get a used vehicle inspection when you're buying a used car, because then, you know, Carfax is good, but it's not everything. But at Frontier, they warranty it to 100,000 in 10 years, meaning they're only going to sell you cars they know are good. That's all they shop for. When they go shopping, they're not shopping for B and C cars. They're shopping for A cars. That they can stand behind, that you can count on. And they count on them so much, and they know you can trust them so much, that they'll actually follow up. At least they did with me. I guess I can't promise they do it with you. But they called me 6 months after and a year after we bought our car. Hey, is there anything wrong with the car? No, man, why are you bothering me? And it turned out there was a key, and they fixed it on them. A year after we bought the car. Who does that? Well, Frontier. Because that's the product. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein. Being a constitutional conservative means smaller government, local power, transparency, and complete accountability to taxpayers. It means fighting for the Constitution and the individual freedoms it protects. You get none of these with the current representative who has sponsored bills to raise taxes on disabled vets and to make it easier for politicians to sue people who criticize them. And he's voted to remove power from our local governments and schools. If you want conservative representation, vote independent. Vote Kim Klein for Florida House District 2.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA for Florida House District 2.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You shoot me, you're liable to lose a lot of those humanitarian awards.
You got me running, baby. You give me something way beyond revenue.
You know, the Thunderbird show was amazing, and I am genuinely sorry for those of you who were stuck in your car and didn't get to see it in person with your own eyes and ears and were kind of trying to make it out over the tree line. Traffic was I got optimistic on Saturday. I really did. We took our paddleboards out to Bayou Grand on Friday, and we watched from the water, which was different. But then on Saturday, I decided to go to the base, because traffic looked like it was pretty clear right around 11 o'clock when I tried to go. And then I ran into the backup, which was long. And I got lucky because I had the media parking. I got to go into a place that I got in just as the Thunderbirds were leaving at 1 o'clock. They launched late at 1 o'clock, and I got in there. I got in line at, Gulf Beach Highway and Navy at 11:30, and I was at the show at 1, so an hour and a half. It took me, and other people had to wait longer because they had to go all the way to the regular parking. Not good. Not good with pushing 300,000 people on base between the 2 days. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling through the Pea Ridge area on Highway 90, you're going to see some congestion delays. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. But the show itself was fantastic, and I did put I had my better camera with me, my better phone with me on Saturday. I took photos and chopped it down and made it. It's about a 17-minute. These are all the performance elements from the Thunderbird, so you can watch that on our Facebook page if you want. If you missed it, I'm so sorry. I know that's frustrating. And also on Friday, you had the extra wrinkle of all of those roads clogged up meant that all the people trying to do their normal business and getting their kids to school and going to work and grocery stores and everything else. I mean, it was abysmally bad for 2 days. So, yeah. But, you know, the Blue Angels were great. It was their last show of the season. Also, the Thunderbirds. And weird little note is that the Thunderbirds, it's also their last show, but they don't, as far as I can tell, they don't have a home show. We have two. You know, we have the beach show and the homecoming air show. They don't have a home show at Nellis in Las Vegas. So I thought that was kind of just a little bit unusual. And, of course, the Blue Angels flew and Fat Albert flew. And I'll tell you one thing, John, you'll definitely appreciate this. We were standing where we were was right by where Fat Albert was parked, which was different this year. I don't remember it ever being that way. So the media review stand was right there. And so when Fat Albert pulls out, fine. And then when Fat Albert goes back in, she kind of comes in front ways, makes a wide turn, and then backs into her position. So she's facing me, propellers on reverse, basically.
Right.
Wow, what a wind.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my goodness.
I'm like 50 feet away trying to hold my camera steady, you know, as like, oh, okay, you know what, which makes sense. That's how that
awesome.
Would work. But, yeah, that was a pretty fun, unexpected little moment. I will say this one thing. The Blue Angels have the one sneak pass. The Thunderbirds have, like, 4 sneak passes? Little envious of that.
Listen on air.